Now in the 18th chapter, we see that this man Saul had a son Jonathan that we've seen before. Jonathan was an outstanding man, and David and Jonathan became very wonderful friends because actually David was Jonathan's kind of man and Jonathan was David's kind of man, and they both were outstanding men, and they are men that God can use, by the way. And we find that Saul becomes jealous of David because of the people's applause. Now notice this as we come to it here in chapter 18, and we'll move right along. I'm reading now 1 Samuel 18, verse 1. And it came to pass, when he had made an end of speaking unto Saul, that is, David was speaking to Saul. You remember that Saul called him in after the battle, wanted to recognize him, wanted to give him a recognition, and he did. And I think he felt like he gave him too much, though, because of what happened later. But as Jonathan, the son of Saul, stood there listening to David, while we are told that the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. The relationship of these two men is quite wonderful. We speak so much today of the love of a man for a woman, and that is wonderful. But there's nothing that is as fine and noble as when two men that are outstanding men as these were, they see in each other actually a mirror of themselves, and they're drawn together. They are friends. They can have their athletics together, their recreation together. They work together, and their social life together. David and Jonathan were drawn together, and we're told here, verse 2, and Saul took him that day and would let him go no more home to his father's house. David now becomes a public figure, and he occupies that position the rest of his life. Verse 3, then Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved him as his own soul. These two would stick together, and there's nothing quite like it. They can form clubs today named for these men, but you don't find quite the friendship that these men had. And in verse 4, and Jonathan stripped himself of his robe that was upon him, gave it to David, and his garments, even to his sword, to his bow, and to his girdle. You see, after all, David was a peasant boy. He'd been herding sheep, and he'd come up to the palace, and actually, he didn't have the clothes for it. And so Jonathan just turned over to him one of his many changes of garments and shared his wardrobe with him. And it was a very generous thing to do. And in verse 5, and David went out whithersoever Saul went, and behaved himself wisely. Saul set him over the men of war, and he was accepted in the sight of all the people, and also in the sight of Saul's servants. Now David had that charisma that we hear so much about today that made him accepted to the public. David is actually a great man. God looked on his heart. The people looked on the outside, but David is good on both inside and outside. Now he sinned. We'll see that when we get to it. And I think that we'll be able to offer an explanation that will be satisfactory.